James, I hadn't heard that in a long time. I love that part that said what he's done for us. He'll do for you. I'm glad the Bible said he's no respecter of person. He doesn't put one above the other. Amen. Take your Bible tonight and turn with me to James. Right after the book of Hebrews, James chapter number 3. For a few minutes tonight, I called Brother Jesse and told him what I was going to preach and asked him if he thought it would be good for the teenagers to stay in and hear this. And he said he did, so I want you to hear it. I want your attention tonight. Cut your phones off. You don't need them. It'll wait until church is over. Amen. Tonight, for a few minutes, I'm going to try and point out and preach on the worst member in our church. The worst member in our church. And he's here tonight.
Amen.
Matter of fact, he's very faithful.
Yes.
He doesn't miss a service.
You're right.
He doesn't miss a story. He doesn't miss a tale.
Amen.
We got to figure out how to stop it.
Right.
Amen. Are you in James chapter number 3?
Yeah.
James chapter number 3, verse number 1. James said, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we," say the next word, "offend" who?
All.
"In many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body.
Amen.
Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships which, though they be so great, are driven of force winds or fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth."
Yes.
"And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth fountains send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain yield both. Fountain both yield salt water and fresh." Let's pray. Father, as we come to you again this evening, Father, we thank you for a good day. And Lord, thank you for a good week thus far, God. And Lord, just pray you'd watch over us as we travel this week. And Lord, just use us in a great way tonight to be a help and a blessing to our people. Set a watch over my mouth tonight, Father. I pray, give me a right spirit. Lord, help me to help our folks tonight. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I told you tonight I'm going to preach on the very worst member of our church. And he is here tonight. And he is in your mouth. The worst member of our church is a small member. And that's our tongue. I don't care who you are, how spiritual you are. And we have some very spiritual people in our church, thank God. We have some godly people. But at best, every one of us battle and fight what we say.
Amen.
Well, let me rephrase that. Some of us battle and fight what we say. Others absolutely do not care. They've got the attitude of, if it goes through my mind, it comes out my mouth. You're lying. You do not say everything you think. Can I prove it?
Yes.
You still have a job?
Yeah.
You hadn't told your boss what you thought.
Amen.
You don't cuss in front of your mama.
Amen.
You can control your mind if you have a desire to. Every one of us are guilty of saying too much too often.
Amen.
Everyone, have you ever had a conversation and something blurt out your mouth and you think as soon as you say, "Oh, I should have said that."
Yeah.
But you know what? You did.
Yeah.
And it's too late.
That's right.
Once the words go out, they are never retrieved. Once you say it, and the day we're living in, it's not just what you say. It's what you type. What you post. What you tweet. What you text. I think most people who post negative stuff on Facebook and Twitter and text messages, I think they're cowards.
Amen.
I think they don't have enough guts to confront somebody to their face and say, "I've got a problem."
Amen.
Amen. Every one of us are guilty of saying too much far too often. Yours truly included. I run my mouth for a living. Nobody can. He didn't have to say amen to that, did he? I said, nobody can talk as much as I do. He interjected, amen, right there. I wasn't done. Nobody can talk as much as I do and not occasionally say something wrong. Or say something that we should not say. My grandfather used to say, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. That means you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk. The Bible said to study, to be, anybody know?
Quiet.
We ought to work on our mouths and our thumbs. Amen. We ought to pray, God, help me. I do not have to have an opinion on everything.
Amen.
Amen. I got on to somebody in my family this yesterday for responding to something when they did not know the whole truth of what they were responding to. Amen. Somebody once said, I remember hearing when I was a kid in grammar school, there was a little rhyme that said, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me." That's as far from the truth as anything I've ever heard. Our words are important. Our words are very much. God gave us a language. God gave us a mouth, and God gave us a tongue. I believe the reason that He did that is that that mouth and that tongue might bring honor and glory unto Him. And when that tongue goes the other direction, it's certainly not bringing glory to God. You ought to check your post and your tweets. Go back through and read them. And ask yourself, does this glorify God? Does this glorify God? Does this glorify God? I'm telling you, somebody ought to get on the altar tonight and repent.
Amen, brother.
For how we've allowed the devil to control our tongue. Some of us speak before we think. We ought to think and then speak.
Amen.
You ever shot your mouth off before you thought about it? Come on. Said something way too quick. Somebody told me the other day, said you need to do this and this, and you need to do it right now. No, I don't. I need to think about it before I do it. I need to sit and meditate on it before I open my mind. And if everybody would do that, we might can harness this little member that's given us so much trouble. The tongue. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. We all are. It's hard when there's a situation or whatever the case may be, it's hard not to put in your 2 cents worth. And the truth of the matter, it ain't worth 2 cents. If you don't have a dog in the fire, you should never open your mouth. Are we okay? I want to talk tonight about the worst member in our church, and I'd like to vote him out. And I would miss y'all so bad. And y'all would miss me, I hope. There wouldn't be anybody left. So what we've got to do is, instead of getting rid of that worst member, we got to turn that worst member into a good member.
Amen.
Amen. You ever met anybody who never has anything bad to say? Y'all know what I'm talking about? There's one right there. Everybody's pointing. Brother Charles.
Amen, brother.
You meet these people, they just don't ever have a negative word. They're just always positive and a blessing. Man, if they can do it, we can do it. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. The importance of our tongue. Have you ever prayed for somebody to get a lock job? Just pray the Lord would shut somebody up. He's looking for you, I think, brother.
No, he's not looking.
You're good. There have been times, I remember a story from when I was a kid. There was a man in our church, and I couldn't recall his name if I wanted to. But he was bad to stand up in a good service and kill it. I mean, just absolutely destroy the meeting. He'd get up and whine about something. He stood up one night in a real good service, and one of our deacons slipped out of his pew and got down on the floor behind my mother, and she could hear him pray. And he said, "God, I don't care if you have to choke him to death, but shut him up." And the man stood up and talked and started coughing so bad he had to sit down. God choked him, amen. And I've done that before. I prayed, "Oh Lord, shut their mouths. Shut their mouth." Hey, our tongue is important. It's important. It's very important. Why? Because that's how we communicate one to another. That's how we glorify God, is with our tongue. Amen. I believe some were born with too much. Amen. A lady came to a preacher one day and said, he had preached out of James chapter number 3. And the lady came and said, "Preacher, I need to apologize, and I just want to put my tongue on the altar." And he said, "Sis, it ain't big enough." Amen. Verse number 1, he said, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." And then verse number 4, he talks about the ship and how the little rudder controls the entire ship. Listen, words are very important. Words do many things. Did you know wars have been started over words? Families have been busted up because of words. Did you know kids in middle school have blown their brains out because of words? Words are very important. We all have a vocabulary, some better than others, but we need to learn how to use it. We need to learn how to control it. I said Sunday night something to the effect of some people having Facebooks like giving a 4-year-old a loaded pistol. They're not mature enough to handle it. Amen. We need to be a little more mature in our speech. We're a little bit loose with our tongues. We need to work on studying to be quiet. Let me tell you what words can do. Words can ruin. Or they can restore. You could make up a lie about me, or I could make up a lie about you, and convincingly publish that thing and destroy your good name. over something that you are absolutely innocent of. It's happened before. I remember when I was at White Oak, Brother Earl had a friend, my pastor, he had a preacher friend out in Cobb County. And he was told about a family that was without food. And he went to the grocery store and he bought bags of food. And he carried to this lady. He never walked inside her house, never stepped inside the door. She started making accusations against him. He went to jail. Never put his hand on the woman. I'm saying words can ruin. Our job is not to ruin. Our job is to restore. Amen. Our jobs are to restore one another. Everybody's going to fall. Everybody's going to falter. Our job is not to put our boot on their neck and hold them down. Our job is to help them back up. Words can ruin, but they can also restore. I want to have words of restoration, not words of ruin. If I know something bad about you, I'm not going to publish that. Why do you feel like you have to? Because you don't. That's not what the Bible says. We read it in Proverbs on Sunday night. It's better to conceal a matter. There's an old song that said, when my faults and failures you see, go tell another. Go tell Jesus on me. You'll do far more good by praying for somebody who's made a mistake or done wrong than you will publicizing. Listen, the church is not the National Enquirer. Words are important. They can ruin, but they can also restore. They can break, or they can build up. And I want my words to be building words. I want people to feel better for having been around me for a little bit. That's you feeling good. You got a long time before they got you. I don't want to constantly be tearing husbands and better mamas and better wives and better fathers. Words can ruin, they can restore, they can break, they can build up, they can destroy, and they can develop. It's our choice. You do have a choice in what you say, how you say it, and when you say it. Have you ever heard anybody say something very inappropriate at an inappropriate time? I can't stand that. We were at the funeral home years ago, and there was a death due to a drug overdose. And one of these inquiring women who must know came in and sat down right beside the mother and said, I want to know everything that happened. I said, why don't you shut up? Why don't you just shut your mouth? That wasn't the time. Matter of fact, there's not a time for that.
Amen.
And it was not the place.
Amen.
And it was not her business.
Amen.
Amen. There's some good words. Please. Thank you. I love you.
Amen.
I appreciate you.
Yes.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Those are all good words. But yet we've got a heart and a mind full of battles. But everything we say is important. And we're living in a day and age where everybody has to express themselves. It's what America's become. But we do not. Amen. Close their social media. You see?
Amen.
You're reading stuff, and you say, well, I don't post anything bad. Yeah, but you read what's bad that's been posted. And it's doing nobody any good. Words are important, whether they're spoke, whether they're written, whether they're typed, it don't matter. You do not get them back. I could write Brother Charles a nasty letter. Him read it, I get the letter back and burn it. It don't undo what I said. It doesn't undo it just because I did away with the letter. It's already done its damage. Words are important, and we need to realize how important they are. James talks about that tongue, and he gives two examples of small things that control something very big. He said in verse number 3, "Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." I can take that right there and put it in the mouth of a 1,200-pound animal and totally control which way he goes. Right or left, slow or fast, backward, all of that little bitty thing right there. Compared to a 1,200-pound animal, that's nearly nothing. A ship, as big as a ship is, can be controlled with a very small rudder. Whether you realize it or not, that thing right there controls your whole body. Controls your life. You say, "Boy, you after this social media stuff." No, I'm after even what goes on in your home. I've heard the way some of you talk to one another. I'm talking about husbands and wives. And you need to get up. And I don't think some of you need a muzzle, a bit. I think you need a muzzle. Because you just can't help yourself.
Amen.
Listen, our words are important.
Amen.
I wasn't eavesdropping on this Tabitha. But I could see her face lighten up. She heard her husband's voice on the phone. I could tell he wasn't fussing at her. I believe there was some "I love you" babies in there, and some "I miss you" baby. You can tell. The words are important. I believe verbal abuse is as wicked as physical abuse. I do not want my words to beat my wife down.
Amen. Right.
To where she has no confidence whatsoever.
Amen.
You ever met anybody like that? They've been talked to so bad. They've been so beaten down by the mouth of a daddy or a husband. Or even a mom. I know we online ain't it, brother. I grew up with somebody who was so verbally and physically, but mostly verbally, abused. And he grew up to be a criminal. I watched it my entire life. So mistreated. He turned out just like everybody thought he would. You tell somebody they're sorry long enough, they'll start to believe.
Yes,
you tell somebody they have no worth in this world long enough, and they'll start to believe. You tell a kid in school, "Kids, you listen to me. I grew up just like you did. We made fun of people. We picked on people. But today, it has gotten absolutely ridiculous." When you pick on kids at school, and you post stuff on social media about them, and you make them feel so bad about themselves, if they put a gun in their mouth and blow their brains out, you cannot tell me your words aren't important.
Amen.
You can't tell me they're not important. They're very important.
Amen.
And we need to set a guard over what we say. And I'm not just pointing out there. I've got three coming back this way. I've been mouthy my whole life. I get it. Honest. You can say amen right there. I get it honest. And I'll be honest with you, I'm thankful for the gift. Some people are very introverted and they can't speak in front of people. I'm glad God gave me this. But if I take what God's given me and let that thing get out of control, I'm going to do more harm than good. It's all been God, but over the years, these last 23 going on 24 years, God's used this crazy tongue to keep people out of hate, to keep marriages together, to keep teenagers from getting pregnant before they're married.
Yeah.
And I say glory to God for that.
Amen.
But buddy, the devil's used it too. Our words, our tongue, it's important. Our tongue, in verse number 5, we see it in flame. It's a fire. It's a fire. Look at verse number 5. He said, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. He said, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. That's what the Lord had to say about it. That's what the Lord had to say about it. I preached a message. Some of you might remember years ago I preached a message on firewood. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
And it was on this very subject. If we build a fire, if we had a fire pit up on this platform and we built a fire in it, that fire would only burn as long as there's wood on it. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
If it don't have something to consume and something to burn, it's going to go out.
Amen.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you how to put the fire out. Quit putting wood on it.
Amen.
Every response, every conversation you're drug into, you know what you're doing? You're putting wood on the fire. If all you're doing is listening, you're putting wood on the fire. You're giving somebody an outlet to spew their garbage. If you listen to gossip, you're as guilty as spreading gossip. You need to tell your friends, hey, my ears and my eyes are not a garbage can. Now you listen to me carefully. You're barking up the wrong tree if you want to come and talk bad about somebody in this church to me. You're barking up the wrong tree. Somebody asked me one day, said, why don't you have Twitter or Facebook? I have no desire.
Amen.
I've got sense enough to know what I would do if I did.
Amen.
I have hard enough time controlling this. Let's not put this in the equation. Are you listening?
Amen.
I almost signed up for an account when they were bashing Brother
C.T. Townsend.
That made me as mad. I mean, I got my blood pressure went way, way up when they started attacking that young preacher. When that Burlington revival was going on, said it wasn't nothing but a show, and blah, blah, blah. He's a phony and a fake. And the people typing the stuff wasn't even man enough to put their name on. Oh, I wanted to get on there and put my two cents in. But you know what that did? It just added to it. Listen, when you don't listen or you don't respond, it goes away.
Amen.
Don't answer a fool according to his folly. That's Bible. If you don't add to it, hey, if you don't give them an outlet, it stops. But you can't help it, can you? You just can't help it. You've got to. They've got to know what you think. They just have to. My part counts. No, it don't. If it don't pertain to you, hush. Put your thumbs in your pocket. Sit on them. I don't care what you do. Stop it. You know, somebody needs to. No, they don't. Don't respond at all.
Amen.
Somebody asked me a few weeks ago, what do you think about so-and-so? I said, I don't. Yeah, but you know. I said, no, I don't. Brother Earl Hughes, my hero, taught me so much. A group of preachers in Pennsylvania sitting around a table having a meal. One of them young preachers mouthed off and said, "Man, did you hear about Brother So-and-so?" Brother Earl slapped the table. He said, "He's a good man. You need to pray for him." Could hurt him. It got real quiet real quick. The old man of God set him in his place. Just because you know something doesn't mean you have to tell him. If I'm driving down the road and I see one of you men coming out of a place where you shouldn't be, I'm going to tell so. I'm not even going to come to you. I'm going to pray.
Amen.
I'm going to pray the Lord to deal with your heart.
Yes.
Because my words are going to fix it.
Amen.
All my words are going to do is shame you. They're not going to drive you to God. I'm going to drive you away from God.
Amen.
And I'm sure not going to go tell Brother Charles you don't believe. But I've done it. And so have you. God help us to get better control over that important, inflamed little memory. It's a fire. Fire's hard to put out sometimes. I remember a few years ago watching them wildfires out in California. I remember when Miss Jasmine was pregnant out in Colorado, and they had to take her to another town in case she went into labor because of the fires. They couldn't put them out. As long as it had something to burn, it just kept going and going and going and going and going. What I'm trying to say is we just need to take the combustible material away. Some of y'all need to get on your Facebook and you need to start believing. I'm not against grandparents wanting to see pictures of grandkids. Ain't nothing wrong with that, if you can handle it. But they've got something for that called Shutterfly. I'm just saying it's wicked.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
And it's hurt more people.
Amen.
And more families because of a lack of self-control.
Amen.
Everybody else has got to jump on the bandwagon. Putting wood on the fire. Putting wood on the fire. It's an inflamed tongue. It's an important tongue. But it's also a very inconsistent tongue. Very inconsistent. That's true in my life. And it's probably true in yours. Look at verse number 9. Won't be much longer. He said, "Therewith bless we God." He's talking about the tongue. With our tongue we bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Isn't it amazing how we can come in here on Sunday morning and say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, bless His name, thanks God, glory." I mean, just praise God out of this mouth. And on Monday, that same mouth is working to destroy a brother or a sister. It's inconsistent. It's one thing on Sunday, it's something different on Monday. Listen, it's so inconsistent. Y'all don't know I know it, but I have eyes in places you don't know about. I'm like my mother. She used to say I had eyes. She's had eyes in the back of her head. I believe she did. I always wanted to go in there and wish she'd sleep and part her hair. Now, there are people who sit in the balcony, and they have a pretty good view of what's going on in your life. You can't even wait to get out of church. There's probably somebody already. Boy, Brother Eddie, if you're on Facebook right now, boy, Brother Eddie's after so-and-so, after this, and after that. You can't even wait to get out of here. Inconsistent. Standing up, singing about the grace of God, bad-mouthing somebody on your social media. in church. So inconsistent. You know what we'd call that? A hypocrite. Out of the same mouth, blessings and curses. I believe that with all my heart. I believe it happens every day. When I was a kid, I worked construction with a man in our church, framing houses. Had a man in our church stand up on Sunday night and preach. I don't even testify. He preached. I'm talking about preach a house down, hacking and spitting 9 rows back. On Monday, we're framing a house, and I hear somebody getting royally cussed out on the lot next door in the subdivision. I asked the man I was working with, had to be Brother Kenneth Cole. I said, Brother Kenneth, who is that? He said, don't look. I looked out the window of the house we was working on, and it was that man that had testified on Sunday night. I'm talking about a whole different language. We ought to make sure our tongue is pretty consistent.
Amen.
My wife knows I love her. I show her, but I have consistently told her every day for 33 years. There needs to be some consistency about our tongue. If we're going to praise God on Sunday, we shouldn't have a gutter mouth on Monday.
Amen.
Amen. I still believe cursing's a sin.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. I get mad enough too. I just get Aunt Angie does it for me. So cuss it out, baby. Amen. You got it down my assignment, amen. I try to repent when I think of it. Lord, I'm sorry. I should have thought that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We shouldn't be saying amen and glory on Sunday and taking the Lord's name in vain on Monday. Very inconsistent. Our tongues are important. They become inflamed. They're inconsistent. And let me just close with this. They're impossible. They're impossible to handle. Watch what James said in verse number 7. He said, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. Watch what he said now. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of poison or deadly, full of deadly poison. He said, for the tongue can no man tame. I said no man can tame. But the tongue can be tamed. With God, all things are possible. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you can't control what comes out of your mind. Romans chapter 13, verse number 14 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You give that mouth room, it'll run.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've heard this statement. And it just gets under my skin. And this is the way they say it. Bless God, I'll tell you what I think. First of all, leave him out of it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And second of all, we don't care. I'm not being a smart aleck tonight. I'm being honest.
Amen.
We need to get on this altar and ask God to help us with this little bit. With this little bit. Oh, I'm afraid I'd give $1 million if I could get back some of the things that come out of here. As a young preacher, coming from the background I came from, said some things I lost some very good people over the years. Out of my mind. Oh, I'd give anything to go back to that. Anything. Hurt people. On purpose. God help us not to do that. There's some preachers I know that run around this country and they put a premium on being mean. Being vulgar and being hateful. Somebody asked me just here recently, said, "Brother Eddie, when are we going to have Brother So-and-so?" I said, "Never. Never." There's some men who are famous running around this country. I wouldn't let preach to my dog. You're kind of a little dumb, though. I can see your little eyes twinkling. Let me tweak that right quick. It's impossible. And without the Lord, it's incurable. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, he said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." There's only one way to do that tongue, or to control that tongue, and for God to get honor and glory out of that tongue. And that's with God's help.
Amen.
When I got saved, I've said this a million times, and y'all probably tired of hearing it. My preacher always said when he got saved, his cusser quit. Brother Fred of mine did. It really didn't slack off a whole lot. And I had to work on it. I worked a construction job with rough men every day. And boy, I'd cuss. I said, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry. I know he's tired of me saying that. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. Father, forgive me." I mean, I do the right thing. And I just kept at it until I got it under control. I couldn't help it. I had no power over it. But the Lord helped me with it. And the Lord will help you with it. I'm not just talking about cussing. I'm talking about gossip. I'm talking about running your mouth when you don't need to be. Sticking your 2 cents worth in where it don't belong.
That's right.
Amen. Man, if we just mind our own business. Amen. What was them old girls on Hee Haw used to sing? Y'all remember that? "We're not one to go around spreading rumors. We're just not the gossipy kind." How'd that go? Yeah, we don't repeat ourselves, so you better listen close the first time. Lord, help us. Listen, I love you with all my heart. And I don't want this to do you hurt. And you ought to feel the same way about me and about each other. And we all ought to get a little up and on. When one's under attack. We're family.
Yep.
Families fight and families feud. We can't help that. We talked about it Sunday night. We're going to have differences. We're going to have conflict. But if we'll handle them right, God will get the glory.
Amen.
God will throw it in the devil's face and say, "See, they do love me more than they love you." Amen. Lord, help us. Our prayer sheets are down here, but I think that's going to have an altar call. Let's stand up.